Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, so here's my question. What to get Bob?
For Father's Day?
Yeah, I got to get us on Amazon right now.
What to get Bob?
Don't you feel like that dad's, I mean, you're a dad, but let's think about your dad and Sean, your dad, and Schmidl, Jimmy. We got to think about Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Aren't dads the most difficult people to buy for? They're so hard to buy for.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just impossible because it seems like you guys just don't really want anything.
So what are you thinking? What's your thoughts for Bob? Bob is Jamie's dad.
Yeah,
Bob White.
I don't have any. I mean, you know what he said? I got everything I need. That's what he says. Hmm. That's what he says. Everybody has everything they need.
Well, this is tough.
I know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I would buy for me, you know, if I were going out to purchase something, but I can't even think of
that's what I mean. You guys are so like, bleh.
Hey, Schmidl, what would you get your dad? I know I met your dad on Saturday, Jimmy.
What would you get Jimmy?
Do you get him anything? Or
I already got him a Father's Day present. I got him some Little Feet tickets for the concert that was on Friday last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Gee.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I don't think Bob wants to see Little Feet.
No, Bob.
Probably not.
No. He's more of a Willie Nelson kind of guy.
Bluegrass Festival or something like that.
Mm.
What if you get him a new fishing pole?
No, he won't.
He won't do a
damn fishing poles. They're made out of carbon fiber. No, they don't make them like the cane poles they used to, bitch. Mm. What about you, Sean? What are you getting your dad?
A carton of cigarettes. Something he's really going to use.
Yeah.
And he only smokes those really cheap, like American Spirits or something, like 88 cents a pack.
Nice.
So I'm going to go ahead and spring for a carton of Pall Malls.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good old
dad. Sounds like you guys are quite decisive because, I've not even thought about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get your dad something?
I've sent like cash.
Yeah.
But not really. He would be really difficult. Much like Bob, he'd be very difficult.
Like
to
sent him
for
the steak of the month or whatever. You know, the blank. You know, that one city steaks. I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah.
He hated them.
The Omahas.
Oh.
I think we all know what you're talking.
Yeah.
He didn't like the Omaha steaks.
He didn't like them at all. Nope.
What could you send Bob? All right, 51059. Jamie's got a Father's Day dilemma here.
Yeah.
Bob White, he's a little crusty.
he doesn't like anything.
He doesn't really.
And he has everything.
Yeah, so what?
Listen, so one year I got him a Rolex, right? So
Bob's not a Rolex guy.
He hates it.
He's Timex.
So here's what he said. He's like, what in the hell is this? I'm like, Dad, it's a Rolex watch. I got you a Rolex. And he goes, why in the hell would I want a Rolex watch? Yeah. You know that I clean fish and it's just going to have fish scales all over it.
Exactly.
And so guess what? The next time I went home to see my dad.
No watch?
The Rolex was, it was with a thumbtack. It was pinned up on a corkboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who does that with a Rolex?
Wow. Bob does.
I know, right?
Yeah, that was a bad idea. What made you think of that?
I don't know. Because I got my sister one.
That's really overdoing it for Bob.
I don't know. Like, I was the Oprah of Rolexes.
It sounds that way.
Yeah.
Let's see here, Bob.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There's nothing.
I think like a customized checker set.
Checkers?
So you can play checkers with his girlfriend. You know, I'm just trying to think Bob.
No, Bob's more like a strip twister or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really checkers. I don't know.
I don't know.
This one's hard.
Guys are tough to buy for.
So
dads are really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Lisa get you something from the baby?
I can't remember. Last year, we got some. Mostly, we just go like to dinner or something, you know. We really don't go overboard when it comes to Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Now, since Schmidl is a sperm donor, I wonder if all those people that have kids all over the place get them.
That's why you do it, isn't it, Schmidl?
So
you get a bunch of gifts on Father's Day.
Right?
Yeah, just got to rake it in.
Yeah.
And for you, BJ, because you have two dads, right?
No.
Well, I mean, you have one that raised you, and you thought he was your dad, and then...
No. I never had two dads. No. I never had a dad that raised me. I didn't have a dad at all.
Oh, you didn't?
There was a stepfather that was involved, but it wasn't nothing close at all.
Oh, yeah. No. He was the one that was mean.
Yeah, he was mean.
So we don't get him anything.
And I knew from day one that that was a dad.
Oh, no. Okay.
But I have a dad that I've found in, you know, over the years that lives in Kentucky. He's a preacher, but he would be really difficult to buy for. He's much like a Bob White, very set in his ways, kind of grumpy at times. You know, just really difficult to buy for, you know, flippers or something of that nature is basically all he wants.
Yeah, I don't know. Dads are hard to... Why are you looking up coffins? What?
That's not a good gift, Sean.
Sean, that's a bad gift. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking outside the box, man. Look at these fisherman coffins.
Well, you're thinking inside.
Look at this one's a giant fish.
I think you're thinking inside the box.
It's not very fun. He might
find it funny.
Somebody said to get my dad a hooker.
I thought that.
I feel like you can't. Yeah.
No.
He says that at his age, he doesn't get hookers. They're all volunteers.
Right. Now, Bob's not paying anyone for that.
No, they come to him.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that. Maybe you'll get some ideas on the Texnado here.
But I do agree that if you're going to go to dinner, you got to go to the Melting Pot. It's so fantastic. Yeah. And make your reservation now because I bet it's going to be sold out.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.